Pondarabir was a walled city and the Marina district suffered the disadvantages of having been built outside its walls. The walled city was built to defend itself, so nothing could be built outside the city walls, neither walls, bridges nor houses could be built with stones. The inhabitants of the Marina district, formerly called Arrabal de la Magdalena in honor of the first church in the area, were almost exclusively fishermen and its location was considered to be a secondary area where they left their boats stranded on the sandy beach. Their houses were built as far as possible from the water, so that the high tide would not reach the doors, and so the first buildings were actually the ones closest to the mountain. The lack of protection from the tides, the storms and what the river dragged with it on its descent put both the boats and the houses that were reached by the sea at constant risk. This led to the construction in 1767 of a large wall by means of a stake of sticks, in what is today the center of Calais San Pedro. However, it was of little use, so 2 years later, they were forced to build a 200-meter stone wall with a height of 3 meters on the same site. The wall had a ramp, three stone stairways and a narrow wall perpendicular to the wall, which ran into the water and was used as a pier. Over the years, Pondarabir gradually lost its hegemonic position as a commercial port and the resources that arrived by sea were now almost exclusively derived from fishing, which meant that the small port activity shifted from the district of El Puntal to the district of La Marina. It was not until the middle of the 19th century that great changes began to be observed in the port areas of Pondarabir, as trade and fishing were to be joined by entertainment and tourism, in which the Empress Eugenia de Montijo, Countess of Tibur and sister of Francisca, the Duchess of Alba, had a great deal to do. By then, Eugenie was married to the last emperor of France, Napoleon III, and they had set up their summer residence in Biarritz, spreading the idea throughout Europe that luxury summer holidays were on the coast, that sea bathing was for the upper classes and that sailing a yacht was a pleasurable activity only within the reach of the privileged few. The French emperors visited the town of Pondarabir on a total of 5 occasions, maritime problems included. But Pondarabir lacked some important infrastructures to attend to the tourists whose embarkation and disembarkation became very difficult, and the complicated nautical visits of the Empress Eugenie were proving that a suitable jetty was lacking. By then, the old wharf was already in a very bad state. And it was not only the notables who needed a wharf, it was also necessary for all those inhabitants of Pondarabir who lived directly or indirectly from fishing, as well as the boatmen who crossed the river Bidasoa with goods and passengers. In 1861, a new quay was completed, whose wooden gallery, on pillars in the part influenced by the tide, started on the side of the Fishermen's Brotherhood and ended in a wide hexagonal stone platform, with 4 steps for embarking and disembarking, to which 3 stone walls were later added around the perimeter of the hexagonal body, as a parapet, protection and seat. However, this construction would not last long. The industrial and tourist development of the Marina neighborhood, together with the construction of the new extension that stretched from this neighborhood towards the northern part of Pondarabir and the subsequent construction of the fish market, meant that the quay created for notables was now fully integrated into the area currently known as Quai Zahara, leaving only the hexagonal boarding platform visible to this day.